A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A video game ending is vital to your enjoyment, or lack thereof, of the entire video game experience. Sometimes there are plot holes, sometimes there are multiple endings, and sometimes we get Mass Effect 3. In the case of the games on this list, we were left with wow, but also, excuse me, what? I'm Jess from More Culture, and whether it was for better or worse, here are 10 shocking video game finales nobody understands. There are spoilers ahead, so beware. Number 10, No Man's Sky. I really hate to pile on, and I can't emphasize how happy I am that No Man's Sky did win Best Ongoing Game at the Game Awards last year, but we've got to talk about the game's original ending. There's an argument to be made that this game doesn't have an ending, which would be fine, but for those who thought the main narrative path to the center of the galaxy was going somewhere, boy would you have been disappointed. After spending countless hours on frustratingly similar busy work in an effort to arrive at the center of the universe, you do eventually make it. And there's, well, nothing. Well, not nothing. You do get a thank you message and you get sent back to the beginning of the game, so it's basically New Game Plus. Not what players were looking for. You also lose all your stuff, so that's fun. There's an argument to be made that the ending, which seems to confirm that you're living in a simulation, is indeed shocking, as is the fact that Hello Games wouldn't put anything worthwhile in the center of the universe to begin with. But I doubt that'll make you feel better. I guess that's why it's winning Best Ongoing Games Awards and not Best Games That Come to a Satisfying Conclusion Awards. Number 9, Batman Arkham Knight. The Batman games are a fan favorite, but their endings run the gamut as far as shock value and quality are concerned. Arkham Knight did have plenty of fans through its runtime, but things went a little awry for some during its ending. You see, the ending could go one of two ways, and you only get the better ending by 100%ing the game. That includes every Riddler trophy and challenge, which is an enormous pain in the ass to pull off. If you don't put all that legwork in, you'll be stuck with the incomplete Nightfall Protocol ending. Here, Batman arrives back at Wayne Manor, which is swarmed by reporters. He heads inside, and the manor promptly explodes. The end. In the more complete ending that only the most wildly dedicated of players got to see, the ending goes as above, but the bat signal goes out before Bruce returns to the manor, and he leaves a message for Jim Gordon, who sends out the GCPD to clean up the rest of the streets. The story then continues after the manor explodes, with posters visible that suggest Gordon has become the mayor of Gotham, and a scene much like Batman's origin story, which plays out and shows a dark figure of fire and smoke lunging at the jeering criminals. Even diehard completionists would agree that locking the true ending of an adored trilogy behind a 100% wall is pretty shit. On top of that, deciphering exactly what the finale is supposed to mean is up to you, but there's a good chance that whether you got the incomplete or complete ending, you were probably left shocked and scratching your head. Number 8, Final Fantasy X. Final Fantasy was always going to end up with a spot on this list. As a series, it's the champion of twists and turns that sometimes have you gobsmacked with awe, and sometimes have you scratching your head entirely unsure of what just happened. In the case of Final Fantasy X's finale, it's definitely more of the latter. The story's pretty complicated, but let me give you the cliff notes. You're Tidus, fighting to save the world from a supposedly immortal big bad called Sin. In order to fight him, you use the power of the Faith, who are people that died fighting Sin and have now offered up their souls to keep fighting the good fight. The game wraps on the reveal that Tidus is actually a figment of the Faith's imagination. So when the battle's over, he won't exist anymore. So you're real enough to fight dudes, but not like, real real. Okay, so at the end he fades away like we knew he would, but then a bonus scene shows him waking up underwater. How, why, what is he, is he alive, and what on earth is going on were all questions you'd have to wait for the sequel to find the answers to. In the scheme of all video games, this ending's pretty baddie. In the scheme of Final Fantasy endings, well, you probably knew what you were getting in for. Number 7, Drakengard. Chances are you've either played Drakengard and know exactly why it's on this list, or you haven't, and boy do I have a story for you. The 2003 action RPG has a lot of familiar touchstones from the outset. A grand fantasy setting, a protagonist seeking vengeance over his family tragedy, and a mission to protect the land against evil beasties. In Drakengard, the big bad are called the Watchers, and they turn out to be giant babies. It's already weird, but we've seriously only just started. The Watchers are led by an even bigger baby called the Mother. Not to worry though, you've got this under control. You go to take her on and she opens a portal in the sky to modern day Tokyo. You then play a rhythm game to properly take her on. Cool, no problem. Not so fast, the Japanese Air Force flies in, and I'm not kidding, shoots you and your dragon down and you get impaled on Tokyo Tower. Holy shit, I hear you say. I sure hope there are other options for that ending. Don't worry, there are, and they're arguably worse. Alternative option 1, your best friend dies saving the world. Option 2, your sister dies and is resurrected as an army of monsters who doom the world. Option 3, your bestie gets corrupted and an army of dragons doom the world. Or option 4, you freeze time forever and the Watcher baby freaks doom the world and eat everyone. Fantastic. Take a pick. Number 6, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. The Metal Gear series is another one famous for its twists, turns, and shocking endings, but its ending for The Phantom Pain left a lot of fans wanting. For the uninitiated, in the end, it's revealed that you weren't playing as Big Boss at all, but instead the Phantom, a medic that Big Boss used hypnotherapy and plastic surgery on to make you a copy of him after the helicopter crash in Ground Zeroes. It wasn't just the shock that bothered players though, fans argued that the finale hung together in a very unsatisfying way. And given creator Hideo Kojima's seemingly unhappy departure from Konami, it was a glum end to a genre-defining series. Insult was added to injury as it appeared there was supposed to be extra endgame content that didn't make it into the game. Whether you found the ending to be satisfying or unsatisfying, it's certain that most players expected that this wasn't the way that Metal Gear would round out. Number 5, Silent Hill 2. Silent Hill 2, I hear you ask, one of the best horror games of all time, how could that possibly find itself on this list? Well, that's because it's got a bunch of different endings, and yes, I'm bending the rules a little, but we need to bend the rules to talk about K9 Masterminds. Much like the other entries on this list, Silent Hill 2 has a handful of endings, but we're not here to talk about Mary's letter, James's suicide, or the cycle of Mary's fate repeating with Maria's illness. No sir, we're here to talk about evil yet adorable dogs. In the special joke ending known only as Dog, James discovers that, in fact, a Shiba Inu called Mira has been in control of all the game's events. In the face of James's devastation, Mira wanders over and licks his face. Now there's some disagreement as to whether the dog was aware of the horrible things it was doing throughout the game or not, but that's up to you to decide. Konami also hasn't confirmed which of the endings is canon, so if this one sounds right to you, then, I mean, that's your truth. Power to you. Number 4, Far Cry 5. Now, whether you think Far Cry does its endings well or poorly, there's one thing that can't be disputed. Far Cry always goes big for its finales. That's why it's so often in our endings videos and why it's in this one. Now, any Far Cry fan will tell you they love giving you endings that span the gamut from bad to also bad. This is perhaps never truer than in Far Cry 5. In the bad ending, you let Joseph Seed and his not-so-zealots get away with their occupation of Hope County. He gives you leave and sends you on your merry way, but more realistically, once the screen goes black in the car when you're back with the sheriff, it seems like you probably got hypnotized and killed all your colleagues. Not so great for them. And now for the good ending, where you're forced to fight your bliss-addled allies to get them unhypnotized, then head into a one-on-one with Seed, take him out, and finally arrest the little boy. Unfortunately, it turns out the cult were right about that whole nuclear explosion thing. You try to outrun it, Seed survives, and he claims he was the first of his new flock. Not a great ending. Number 3, Fear 2 Project Origin. The Fear series is well known for its baddie plot points, and much like Drakengard, if you don't know the ending of Fear 2, I am just so excited to tell you about it. The 2009 first-person survival horror game is possibly best known for its central antagonist, Alma. The wildly powerful psychic entity terrorizes you throughout the series, but things get especially wacky as you're playing soldier Michael Beckett in the second game. At the endgame, Beckett finds himself tricked into entering a little chamber where Alma lies in wait. Wondering if that's it for Beckett? No, supernatural sexual assault occurs and Alma gets pregnant, because of course she does. After the creepy chick, who is at least not presenting as a child like she was in the first game, forces herself on you, she pops her belly, puts her baby daddy's hand on it, and that's the end. To call this a sharp left turn from the rest of the narrative would be an understatement. It's both shocking and mind-boggling, and wildly disturbing. Number 2, Halo 2. Halo 2's finale is not only shocking, it's gone down in history as one of the most infamous endings to a video game. That's because it committed a cardinal sin, ending on a cliffhanger. For a game as hotly anticipated as Halo 2, this drove fans crazy, especially after they discovered that instead of playing the whole game as Master Chief, they'd have to spend half the time playing as the Arbiter. At the end of the game, there seemed to be some remedy to this injustice, though, when Master Chief responds to Lord Terrence Hood's demand to know what he's doing with the line, "Sir, finishing this fight." Epic as that sounds, the game then suddenly cuts to black, leaving our hero at what would have been an awesome battle to see. Or, you know, actually play? It doesn't come as a grand surprise then that this isn't the ending they originally intended for the sequel. Not to worry though, you only had to wait 3 more years for Halo 3, which, also ended on a cliffhanger. Number 1, Inside. Possibly one of the few entries on this list that had me saying, "What on earth is happening?" while I was playing the ending. You've got to hear about Inside. From the team that made Limbo, you'd expect Inside to be fascinating, dark, and more than a little creeptastic. It is all those things, but you probably weren't expecting to play as an amorphous shrieking blob. At least, I wasn't. I'm not saying I didn't like it, I actually thought it was a fantastic, super satisfying ending, but I would not in a million years have bet on it. With a little, okay, a lot of investigation, players determined that the little boy you've been playing as the whole game is actually mind-controlled by the Huddle, the aforementioned amorphous blob which ultimately absorbed the boy into its fleshy, limby mass and becomes your new player character. Whether or not you work that out, spending the last 10 to 15 minutes of this game that has been so dark and intense as an amorphous fleshy blob picking up scientists as you roll around and ending up sitting outside in the sunlight is so bizarre. And it's so good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.